Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This does not suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
All right. One more time from our sweet Lowe's here on Lemon and Inwood.
This is the best Lowe's ever.
I feel like we've really connected with Lowe's today.
Yeah. Ever.
My favorite item is item number 152190, the concrete.
The concrete.
Why'd you pronounce it like that?
Yeah, why did you?
Concrete.
That's how a Yankee says it.
I was like, tecrete.
Tecrete.
But it's multi-protect concrete.
All right, here's Groove.
The difference.
Thank you, Bug.
With funny.
Hopefully not. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
And here's the hard line. They are not here in studio.
Hey, man.
Or they are not here at Lowe's.
How's
your day today? They are there.
At the studio.
Ah, the studio.
Yes.
Bone in the studio.
Where are you going tomorrow, Dan? You missed like 4 days already this week.
Yes. Let's make it five.
He got healthy just in time to take a vacation.
So that's what this was about.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Where are you going? You going out of town? You partying? You
kind of a
family thing?
Community service. Secret charity thing I'm doing. I don't really want to brag about
it. I can guarantee you, I will bet you how a child will swap children. Which might not be a bad idea. If this involves charity. There's no way.
Rest assured.
Well, your children are safe.
Charity starts at home, Corby.
So is Mike there, or should we just get rolling?
You know what? I have no idea. I think we should get rolling.
And would you swap a kid for anything? Would you make that bet?
A kid?
Yeah.
Let's swap lives instead.
How about a swap a kid for my wife? How about that?
Perhaps this is a good time to plug Tom tonight.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mark.
Is
the Mavericks game on TV?
It's on HDNet. Yep.
So whatever that is, Peter King. So I'll watch the Mavs game tonight. You should too, and watch Tom Flakeboy Gribble, the public address announcer for the second half of tonight's Mavs game.
Unstable
against the hated Pistons.
But he has bit after bit,
no
after
bits.
Bit plan.
I'm scared to death now. I had a meeting with the Mavs yesterday, and they told me what's involved.
Look at me.
How many people are involved in this now?
Like meeting with
10.
Mavs.
Yeah, you know
they're down to 10 people.
10
meet with Dirk.
Yeah. Now, be honest with me here.
Finalists, you know the finalists.
Was this a bit?
Yeah, I'm a finalist.
At first?
Of course.
Okay, but. Okay, but now
it's always been my dream, Corby.
But you're keeping it going. Like when you
they invited me to,
but you would take the job if they were offered it to you.
Sure, why not?
If the price is right.
Why not?
Okay.
Of course, awesome. He'll take the job.
Now, at what point of the third quarter do we anticipate the shirt coming off?
Okay, when you know that you're not going to get the job, if it's down to like four and there's obviously one guy that's way better, you need to perform a stunt.
There already is obviously one guy that's way better.
Who?
Tom Flakeboy Gribble.
No, it's Flakeboy. He's better.
Shirt off, Darth Vader helmet on, and have fun.
All right. Then I'll be in my comfort zone.
And
Darth Ariola.
Every time you say something, say Flakeboy says, foul on Dirk Nowitzki.
Flakeboy
says.
Darth Ariola.
Well, today is Thursday, October 15th, the 288th day of the year. There are 77 days left in 2009.
Oh, by the way, if you're there for the first half and hear the good PA guy, that ain't me.
Oh.
I take over at halftime.
Sandbag.
Way to be humble. Way
Sandbag.
To be humble.
So when is this?
Tonight. An hour.
Who are you?
Near you, number of hours.
If you win, will you go by the handle of Humble Tommy?
All right. Today, on this day in 1969, Mike.
Ooh, 69.
Peace demonstrators staged activities across the country.
Hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today?
Including a candlelight march around the White House as part of a moratorium against the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go, Mike?
Against it?
Not well. We didn't exactly get it stopped till sometime down the road.
Yeah, but you were trying. That's the important thing.
Are you okay?
That's right. Stop the war.
Am I okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Why? At least we won.
On this day in...
Yeah, at least we won that war.
2003.
Numb?
Yeah.
Well, we tied, actually.
Mm. 11 people were killed when a...
You won on
wait, let me rephrase this. Hold
Did
on.
We go into overtime?
Yeah, we had more first downs, yeah. So we won.
We won the coin
penetrations.
Flip.
We had more ears. We won.
On this day in 2003, a Staten Island ferry slammed into a maintenance pier, and 11 people were killed.
Bob, come on.
It certainly wasn't funny.
I must give another plug to the Dallas Fire Heat Classic. Support the Dallas firefighters as they play some baseball and go to dfwheat.com.
The Heat.
Excuse me, dfdheat.com.
Mark that under. Who gives a
dfdheat.com.
Listen to Dan, all tied in with the firemen now.
Hey, I just want them to show up when my house catches on fire. Unlike Gerb's mansion, they'll never happen.
I think firemen are good.
And this is the day in 1988. Who remembers where they were?
I do.
First of all, where were you, Gerbs?
I was 3.
Do you remember when...
With your little bonnet on?
Yep. Still got it.
In your stroller?
Making dirty in diapers?
Stealing a diaper at 3 years old.
Back in 1988...
Mama, changed my diaper.
I still got my bonnet too, Shoopy.
Back in 1988, they played the first game of the World Series on this day.
Mmm.
And it was Dennis Eckersley giving up a home run to Kirk Gibson Day.
Ah, the day I screwed up the VHS recording for my dad. Got a
Kirk Manning's wife there?
Big scolding that night.
And he's still doing the same bit.
Did he beat you with a Bible?
No, he didn't beat me, but he let me know that
I
cannot be trusted at home on a Saturday night with the VCR.
Yeah, now he can't even stop down to watch Packer games as they happen.
Him looking, where's my Bible?
Where's my Bible? To get me sick.
What's going on in the basement with
sudden,
the Lionel boxcar is a little bit more important than that.
You hear, like, Bob getting spanked. Genesis! Exodus! Leviticus! Numbers! Deuteronomy!
Oh, look at me.
Joshua!
Judges!
Wow, let's
Ruth.
See how far Corby can go.
Pretty
yeah,
far,
keep
huh?
Going. Keep going.
2 Samuel.
Ruth?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep going.
First 2 Samuel, 2 Kings.
Don't help him.
He didn't.
Tom is saying him too. A little atheist.
Yeah, how does the atheist know?
I cover all the bases.
He's analyzing the enemy.
Just in case
enemy.
You're on like a date with a chick who's real religious.
No.
Did I ever mention this to you that Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth? Just, I mean, that's off the top of my head.
Man, that is a great image.
What do you got after
Where
Samuel?
Where is my Bible?
In birthdays, R.J. Coyle. R.J. Coyle is 20.
Who is that?
I don't know, some P1. Here, take this for tomorrow, Donovan,
You think
please.
You can get all the way through the Old Testament?
Friday the
16th. Close.
Chase is 24.
And go.
I learned something about the snake every day.
What do you think?
Michelle,
why does that surprise you?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard.
You've never recited Bible books
the
before.
Devil,
I'm
well,
sorry.
Where would I? The devil should know Bible books.
Well, know your opponent, right?
Right.
Michelle emails in, hello men of Why Today Doesn't Suck. Both Hi. My husband and I are avid P1s of the ticket.
Mm.
I was wondering if you would give my husband a birthday shout-out today. His name is Chase. He is turning 24.
Chase Doucher.
The best present ever would be a little Claudette.
Can't help his name.
Well, his parents should know.
Or a sexy Norm drop. I have sent a
now
picture.
Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
Is it a hot?
For y'all wall.
Is it a hot?
I'm on the right. It is a very hot.
Let's
really?
See that. Let's
she
see
signs
that.
Off with Nip Nip Wiener, Michelle, and Plano. So,
who am I wishing happy
sexy
birthday
Norm
today?
Norm drop or Claudette?
Let's do Norm. That's
let's
funnier.
See.
No, people like Claudette more.
They really don't know who Claudette is.
No, I think they do. They enjoy Claudette. Come on.
I want to hear Claudette.
Is that Phil?
People like Claudette more. You want a girl, Donovan?
The greatest impression we have of
Poor
her.
Phil.
Hey, let's see that,
Phil.
Dan.
Poor
what?
Phil.
The picture.
That's Mr. Phil?
Yes.
He's filed them away.
Do you want to keep it for yourself? Why are you so hesitant?
He's filed them away in his picture file. The secret.
Well, I'm going to save it for the wall.
All right. Happy All right, birthday, Chase.
Right
there you
him.
Go. You got one. I give you lupus. I bequeath you lupus.
What is that, a tattoo? And
tell him what he is.
What are you going to do, Claudette?
I will queef you, Lucas. Lucas.
What?
Lupus.
Where is it?
Tell him what he is.
You're a sanctimonious son of a bitch. Get out of my barn.
All right.
With Dutch and the others.
He has a jug tattoo.
Where's that tattoo, Bob?
You just said.
I want to hear it from you.
No.
Thank you. Where is it again, Bob?
Don't continue this race war into tomorrow.
Wiener.
We need harmony. Harmonious harmony on this show.
That could never be harmony.
There's too much fighting.
Bob and I.
Ebony.
Ivory. Live together in perfect harmony.
That's the Joe Piscopo
line. Side by side by my piano keyboard. Tell me, why can't we?
Elsewhere, if he's still alive, Mel Harder is 100.
And I have
is Mel Harder alive?
Mel Harder.
Well,
yeah, right.
What do you mean? Is Mel Harder still alive? You know full well whether
Mel
he is or
Harder
not.
Died in 2002.
Jeez. Why does Tashard Choice find that funny?
Come on, Tashard. Wow.
All right. Fred Hoiberg is 37.
Mayor. The mayor.
Willie O'Ree, 74.
The mayor. No,
that's another.
Donovan, who's Willie O'Ree?
O'Ree, oh my.
Donovan?
Some dude.
Whoa, that's fake another, black, fake black, fake black.
Friend of the show.
No, what am I trying to say? The comparison, when they always talk about someone white and black.
Lunch pail?
Yes, the mayor. They'll never have a brother that's called the mayor.
Why not?
Because.
Why are you making that prediction?
The Blair.
Jim Palmer is 64.
Greatness.
I hate you, Groot.
What about
Willie
the mayor
O'Ree
of New Orleans?
The first black
he's a Blair.
Man to play in the NHL.
He was a blocky.
I did a Black History Minute on him, dude. I was concentrating on something else.
Lee Iacocca is 85.
Is Jim Palmer still hot?
I know everyone black.
Yes, he's still hot.
Including that dude right there.
I want to be hot.
Tito Jackson is 56.
He's Michael Jackson's brother.
Tito, I need a tissue.
Tito, Bob.
Tito.
Penny Marshall is 67.
You know what?
Looking
pretty good these days.
Oh,
Emeril Lagasse, 50.
Bam!
Powell.
Boom!
I sure am hungry.
Larry Miller,
56.
Stymie.
Larry Mullen?
Larry Miller.
Comedian?
Oh, he's funny. He's
Larry
an old
Grogan.
Larry Miller was in
Larry Grogan.
Big Letterman
Best
guy.
In Show.
He was the doorman on Seinfeld. That Jerry
Larry Grogan was in Best of Show?
Yep.
Larry Grogan was at the Quarterback Bowl. It's the last time anybody ever saw him.
Wow. There's a bold claim.
I've seen
now
him since then.
Now here are your spare birthdays.
Yeah, you have it.
Somebody go!
It's the last anyone has ever heard of him.
Sure,
I'm
still hanging around
Dallas
a little bit.
It's a far
from he's so insignificant that that's the last anyone has ever heard of him.
Mm-hmm. If it was the Quarterback Bowl, we can't really even verify that.
Right.
That's true. He was the only one there.
Yeah, I know.
What was that again, Donovan? Snap.
Sorry, huh? Promotions department.
What was that again, Donovan?
I saw him at the Parks Mall.
Clean, Mark.
What?
What did he say?
What's going on?
You ready for some spares? To blow your socks clean off.
So how surprised were y'all when you found out that was Steve Grogan's uncle?
Me.
Shocked.
Jorge Campos, 43.
Nobody took
Jorge
him.
Jorge Campos!
The goaltender of L3?
L3.
L3?
Okay.
That's what you call them. Those who know, I'm right. Those
couldn't
who don't
them,
know, don't
the
care.
Missile.
What are you saying?
L3 with a question mark behind it? Okay.
Bernardo Harris, 38.
Tard.
George Kuntz, 41.
George what?
Kuntz.
Bernardo Harris, a well.
Who they laughed
both,
over that?
They both are.
Oh, Corby. Not me.
I did not laugh. It was at the end.
Why'd you laugh over it?
Leave me alone.
Wow. What was that?
Leave me alone.
Stephon Page, 48.
Defenseman, Stars.
Chiefs.
And if you think
it's Robidoux.
Corby's a little off today, let's explain it. It's Roscoe Tanner's 58th.
Oh, wow. The great Roscoe Tanner.
Roscoe P. Cole Tanner.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
You know what's so great about him?
Chicken and Waffles.
Roscoe's the place to go be.
That was a mean tennis player with a nasty serve.
I'm master of the chicken and the waffle thing.
Born on this day now dead, Mel Harder.
Sorry.
Mark Lenard.
Tard.
Tard.
It's Lenard.
He played Spock's father. And Mario Puzo.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, are you going to do this tomorrow night? Are you going to do this tonight?
With all the Italian-American players in the game?
Sure. Dubois.
He's French.
Whatever. So? Trick it up a little
no
bit.
One knows.
Come on, man. Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah, you
Houston
need bench.
Who are they playing tonight?
You need this.
You need to work
the Detroit Pistons.
Don't they have don't they have Marco Yarich still?
No. Sure they do.
They got rid of him.
Like, will you be doing any pizza reads or anything like that in the second
I
half?
Might. Yeah, I just might.
Well, come on. Do it like this.
All right.
What did they tell you in your meeting that scared you?
No, you know what? There's all kinds of really important information that I'm supposed to give, like
they told them
that I've forgotten all about.
Yeah, they have a lot of sponsor stuff you got to.
Oh, I know all that. Yeah,
so
and then that's all the in-game stuff.
Bring your boombox.
The in-game.
Push play, and we have
What's
this
that?
Music bed.
You
gonna
play that tonight?
Yeah, that's a favorite at the. At the arena.
If the Mavericks get to 100, everybody gets a coupon for a free pizza. It's delicious.
How much?
Come on,
what
man.
Do you want?
You
How
gotta
much?
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
How much?
Put yourself over the top with that. They
right.
can't do that.
Right.
How much do you want?
No.
Now, who else is in the running for this? Do you know?
There's a bunch of people.
Dixie
Nine
Carter.
Other people.
Yeah, Blue from the Grove.
Blue is in, the, in on this?
Carter. I think Chris Ryan from the Eagle.
Am I wrong with Dixie Carter?
I think so.
At what point will Blue reveal his feelings about Dirk's ability on the PA?
Nell Harder dropped out.
Dirk missed the shot.
Get Whitey out of here.
And the white audience in general.
Another shot from that
poor Matt Carroll.
German.
He hit a shot on Dirk again.
All right, Tyler, what do you think?
That's why I played on the
foul. Foul on Dirk.
Oh, he ever committed fouls.
He's schooling that white boy.
How you like a pizza Patron?
Wow, now, who is this, Mike?
I
who
think,
is that?
I think Mike just unveiled a new character.
Wow. Look at that.
Mike, you put your hood cred out there, Mike?
We're putting it out there. We put it out there every day, bro.
Wow, he bro'd you.
Yeah, he
you.
Said bro. See? Ooh,
bro.
Oh,
bro.
Man. Right.
Broseph.
We say that to him. Yeah.
That's right, Broseph.
All right. Well, thank you to Lowe's. Thank you to Dallas. And,
Lowe's and bros.
Up next, hang around as Corby navigates through the New Testament.
Thank you to me.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. Tomorrow, 10 to 12 on the ticket, we're